good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have a lot of great jazz, including music from Gerald Wilson, Oscar Peterson, Ricardo Silveira, Archie Shepp, Gerald Wilson's orchestra, plus a whole lot more. But we're starting off this afternoon with Leonard Hockman. Now, Leonard Hockman, as a young saxophonist in the 1950s, he worked steadily on the New York jazz scene alongside such greats as Phil Woods, Charlie Barnett, Kai Winding, Kenny Clark, and Al Haig. But he never had a chance to record as a leader, so he made up for that with his 1995 debut entitled Until Tomorrow, which was released on the Brownstone label and eventually became a Boston Music Awards nominee for Outstanding Independent Label Jazz Album. Well, we're going to listen to his second release entitled Manhattan Morning, and we're going to listen to certainly one of my favorite compositions played for us by Dexter Gordon back in the 60s. Well, Leonard does a great job of reworking this old classic. We're going to listen to Cheesecake.
Thank you.
Victor Lewis on drums, Harvey Schwartz on bass, Kenny Barron on piano, and our featured artist starting off the show this afternoon, Leonard Hockman on tenor sax. Not to forget, elsewhere on this recording, Joe Locke on vibes, and we just heard Cheesecake, taken from his album Manhattan Morning. We're going to listen now to pianist Mike Hennessy and his Chastet, and a beautiful recording. It's entitled Shades of Chaz Burchill. And I just wanted to mention that Chaz Burchill was a great tenor player from Britain, passed away in 1986, and he led the Chaz Burchill Chastet for quite a number of years, actually for over 25 years. And this is a tribute to his memory and to his skill as a musician. Now, the musicians are Londoners, and they got to know each other during the 1950s in the jazz clubs of outer London. Mike Hennessy was born on February 25th, 1928. He had a career in journalism, firstly as a general reporter, including 5 years in Paris, and then for 27 years with the international music business weekly, Billboard. He retired in 1993. Now, in the 50s, he gigged around Wembley, first with a band which originally consisted of former pupils of Preston Manor County School, the Prefects of Rhythm, and later on with the Chaz Burchill Chastet. Now, joining him on this session, we have Jeff Carter on sax and clarinet, Brian Wood on trumpet, Alan Simmons on bass, and Al Merritt is on drums. And we're going to listen to a composition from the pens of John Klenner and Sam Lewis. This is Just Friends. Music from the one and only Django Reinhardt from 1947 and a composition entitled Diminishing. And before that, we heard pianist Mike Hennessy from his album Shades of Chas Burchill and Just Friends. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. We're going to continue now with more music from the 1940s, this time around some rare recordings, and historic at that, from Benny Goodman. And these were historic recordings that were captured during the turbulent years between 1942 and 1944. It's taken from the actual 16-inch glass-based acetates that contain all of the performance cuts of each tune. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Breakdown. And after we listen to Benny Goodman, we're going to move back to the 90s and vocalist Sonny Wilkinson from her self-titled CD and her version of Estate. But before we get to that, here's Benny Goodman with Breakdown.
Hello, fellas. This is Benny Goodman. I'm happy to be here making these V-discs for you, and the band and myself hope that you enjoy them.
Thank you. You turn my eager no to tender yeses. You kiss away my sorrow with a sigh. Oh, how the golden sunlight bends the willow. Your blossoms send their perfume to my pillow. Oh, who could know you half as well as to my heart just like a lover, and wait until you come again to me. Is that day?
That was vocalist Sunny Wilkinson from her self-titled CD and her version of Estate. Before that, we heard Betty Goodman from the mid-40s during the Second World War with Breakdown, and that's taken from an album on the Stash record label. You might want to pick it up. It's entitled Way Down Yonder, and it features a lot of music from the era when they were recording V-discs during the war, and there's some interesting gems on those recordings that you might want to check out. Right now, we're going to listen to some music from the Gerald Wiggins Trio. And there's no date on here as to when it was recorded, but I believe it was recorded sometime in the late 50s, early 60s. We have Gerald on piano, Eugene Wright is on bass, and Bill Douglas is on drums. And this is a jazzed-up version of Richard Rodgers' great opus, The King and I. And we're going to listen to I Whistle a Happy Tune. And after that, we're going to listen to some music from Oscar Peterson from 1974. The Monterey Jazz Festival is taking place this week in California. And we're going to listen to Oscar Peterson's rendition of Younger Than Springtime. And this is when he appeared at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1974. And after that, we're going to listen to guitarist Ricardo Silveira from his album Small World and a composition entitled To Be With You.
Thank you. Ottawa's 9th Annual Queer Film and Video Festival is here from September 14th to 17th and 21st to 24th. Making Scenes 2000 will feature 28 films and videos this year, ranging from GLBT comedies, dramas, experimental, and documentary flicks. This year's queer flicks will be screened at the Bytown Cinema, Saw Gallery, and the Ottawa Public Library. Advanced tickets can be purchased at Arts Court, After Stonewall, and Mother Tongue Books. Individual tickets are $8 or $6.50 for students and seniors, or you can buy 6 tickets for only $40. For more info on Making Scenes 2000, you can call 237-EXTRA. That's 237-9872, extension 2046. This event is co-presented by CHUO 89.1 FM.
CHUO 89.1 FM.
Deutsches aus Ottawa, 90 minutes of entertainment in German on CHUO Radio 89 FM. The program includes eclectic German music, the event calendar, Major League Soccer results, plus tidbits of useless information, and more with me, host Oswin Lohr, Sundays at 3 p.m. Deutsches aus Ottawa. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial. My name is Randy McElligott, and the name of the show is In Transition. And we just heard some music from Ricardo Silvera from his album Small World, and a composition entitled To Be With You. And you might want to check out his recordings. He was recording for the Verve Forecast label. I'm not quite sure what he's up to these days, but beautiful guitarist, a nice tone, and quite creative as well. Before that, we heard Oscar Peterson from 1974 at a performance that he gave at the Monterey Jazz Festival in Monterey, California. And don't forget, this week, the Monterey Jazz Festival takes place. And I know that CNN will be covering some of the events at the festival, so you might want to check things out for latest updates of who's playing and when and where the concerts will be held. Gerald Wiggins' trio before that from The King and I, and I Whistle a Happy Tune. Well, those of you out there who might have frequented the Rising Sun in Montreal are in for a treat. I'm going to be playing for you a recording that was made April 12th, 1977. And I can tell you, this was, when living in Montreal during the 70s, this was the club to hang out in. It looked like a long bowling alley. It was very dangerous, actually, a real fire trap. But some of the bands that played there included Sonny Rollins, Dexter Gordon, Phil Woods, Willie Dixon, and the list goes on and on. And I remember while I was in university, hanging out there about two or three nights a week till about two or three in the morning and just listening to this great music emanating from the windows. Some people would stand outside. It was always packed. But that rare opportunity that we did have, we would actually get inside the club and just sit and relax for 2-3 hours and listen to some great music. We're going to listen to Archie Shepp and his version of Crucificado, a composition written by pianist Dave Burrell, and Dave is on this session as well. Cameron Brown is on bass, and Charlie Persip is on drums. And after Archie Shepp, we're going to listen to Freddie Ravel from his album Midnight Passion, and a composition entitled Nightfall. Thank you.
Thank you.
A beautiful composition entitled Nightfall, and it featured Freddie Ravel on piano and Osuma Kitajima on koto, and that's from Freddie Ravel's album Midnight Passion. Before that, we heard some music from The Rising Sun in Montreal, 1977, Archie Shepp's quartet with Crucificado, and that's from their album Live at the Rising Sun. It's actually a series of recordings that were released, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago, and I think they're still updating the sessions that were taking place during this period at the Rising Sun and actually releasing them to the general public, which is great news because there's some classic recordings that were made back then. I know I took part in a few of them as a admirer of the music, for sure. Gerald Wilson is up next, one of the great unsung arrangers in jazz. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Jammin' in C. Now, Gerald Wilson wrote this for Count Basie in 1949 during his tenure with the band. He wanted something that would reflect the ensemble feeling of the Lunsford band with a dynamic range from triple piano to triple forte. Snooky Young, who sat shoulder to shoulder with Gerald in the Lunsford trumpet section for 3 years beginning in 1939, shows that he's still at the top of his game with a great solo on a plunger-muted trumpet. Lewis Taylor follows with 8 driving choruses, with the brass section pushing him to thrilling heights in the last 4. And after Anthony Wilson and Trey Henry cool things down with some smooth and swinging solos of their own, the orchestra takes over with a masterful demonstration of the aforementioned triple piano and triple forte. Now, featured on this track, we have Brian O'Rourke on piano, Snooky Young, as previously mentioned, on trumpet, Lewis Taylor on tenor sax, Anthony Wilson on guitar, and Trey Henry is on bass. One of my favorite albums that came out in 1996 was Stefan Heitmann's quartet album entitled Pink, and we just heard a composition entitled Autumn Sister, a beautiful, beautiful melody, and love the way that Stefan and the rest of the band explored the various possibilities with that composition. George Cheong Young on sax and Andre Nensda on bass. O.G. Brewer rounds out the quartet on drums. Recorded in June of 1996 at Loft in Cologne, Germany. Again, that was Stefan Heidemann's quartet from his album Pink. Before that, we heard some music from Gerald Wilson's orchestra from the album State Street Suite on the Mama Jazz label. And we heard a composition entitled Jammin' in C. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. And we're going to continue now with some music, this time around again from Benny Goodman, but a little later on. These were recordings that Benny made for the Yale University Music Library, and it featured quite a host of musicians. And the next cut that we're going to listen to is entitled Swift as the Wind, and it features a trumpet section, which is actually quite formidable. John Frosk, Jimmy Maxwell, Joe Wilder, and Joe Newman. On, let me see now, on alto sax, we have Jimmy Nepper, Willie Dennis, and Wayne Andre are on trombones. Phil Woods and Jerry Dodson on alto sax. Tommy Newsom, Zoot Sims on tenor sax. Gene Allen on baritone sax. John Bunch on piano. Turk Van Lake on guitar. Bill Crow is on bass, and Bill was in Ottawa a few years ago at the one of the jazz festivals. Mel Lewis rounds out this band on drums. And again, we're going to listen to Swift as the Wind. And after that, we're going to listen to Billy Childs, Buster Williams, and Carl Allen from their album entitled Skimcoat on the Metropolitan Records label. And we're going to listen to a composition written by Yvonne Linz and Victor Martins entitled Love Dance. But before we get to that, here's Benny Goodman with Soft as the Wind.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always fascinating how much music three musicians can make, let alone one musician. Carl Allen on drums, Buster Williams on bass, and Billy Charles is on piano. This is a beautiful recording. It's on the Metropolitan Records label out of New York City, and it's entitled Skimcoat. You might want to pick it up. It's very, very well recorded and some fine tunes on here. This was actually recorded March 29th, 1999 at Eastside Studios in New York City. And before that, we heard some music from one of the great musicians of the 20th century, probably in the top 5 or 10, Benny Goodman, with Swift as the Wind, rather. We're going to continue with some music from Vic Chinetti from his album Simpatico, and we're going to listen to a composition. A beautiful composition. Listen to the way he starts this out on his soprano sax. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Mendoza. Thank you. We just heard some music from Willie Akins and a composition entitled Alama. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. And don't forget, at the top of the hour, Oswin Lowe coming up with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.